Dermot and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today
FM. Dave's world. Dave's world. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Sexopotamus.
A website called money.co.uk has evaluated the properties on TV and said, these are the interesting ones. These are what they would be worth.
If they existed in real life.
I love the way they did this. They just kept it so real. They said, if they existed in real life and you could buy them, and you put a 10% deposit down and had a monthly mortgage of 25 years. Like, they didn't just go, this is the price. They went, this is how much it would cost you, assuming all these kind of money things.
Okay.
So first of all, my question to you was, which do you think is more valuable? The Queen Vic in EastEnders or Rover's Return in Coronation Street?
I'd have to imagine that London property prices would be higher than Manchester.
Okay, well, somebody says definitely the Rovers, because who would want to live in the East End, let alone try running a business there? Queen Vic is definitely a bigger kip, but going in London prices, that has to win in it. Rover's Return gets another vote. It has to be London based on the Queen Vic. That's a more valuable real estate. Then again, I think I'd probably prefer a pint and a hot pot in the Rover's, says Paddy. Yeah.
Any day.
Well, actually, you're all right, those of you who said it was the Queen Vic. It is estimated to be about €2.5 million, but a Rover's Return you could pick up for 413,000.
What?
There's that north-south divide. Up north, things are cheaper. So property prices are not what they are down south.
Say there's a Manchester version of a Healy Ray giving out yards now.
Definitely. The cheapest one on the list is Gavin and Stacey's house in Barry Island, which is the town that they live in, which would be €188,000 and would cost you €802 a month in a mortgage.
Well, I don't know that show well enough, so I can't relate
just
to that one as
well. Pretty normal house in a normal
suburbia,
estate. Suburbia, yeah. A lot of Irish ones in there. Kin, the current kind of RTE crime drama that's on, there's a gorgeous house. And it's actually a real house, obviously. Mm. It's in Lansdowne Lane in Dublin 4. It used to be a TikTok house. That was one of the things used for, yeah. It is 2.25 million, which would leave you with a monthly mortgage repayment of €11,270 a month.
For 25 years?
Yeah.
Oh,
how much cash do you need to be earning that you could afford 11 grand a month for 25 years? If you go to normal people, do you remember Marianne's house with her mother and her brother? It was a very nice house. It actually isn't in Sligo, by the way. It's Knockmore House in Enniskerry, but that was where it was shot and to look like it was in Sligo. It also comes with 15 acres, 2.4 million, and that would cost you €12,021 a month. So you get a big house in Lansdowne Lane for the same price as you get 15 acres in Sligo. And a giant house.
That seems expensive, isn't it? I know it was an old kind of Georgian house, wasn't it? Normal people.
It's a fancy one, yeah. Because that was the whole thing. Marianne was kind of rich and a bit out of, you know, normal man's league. Whatever his name was again. Can't remember.
Connell.
That's him.
Normal man.
Normal man. Father Ted's house, Glen Quinn in County Clare. You can go in there for tea, by the way, if you book it. I don't know now with COVID and all, but before that, you could actually go in to the Father Ted house, which is owned by a lovely family.
Does
down
it
there.
Look anything like the interiors?
I don't think so, because all the interiors were shot in studios and all the outside was shot, obviously, on location. But you can go in if you want. It's a mere €457,000, which would cost you €2,290 a month in a mortgage if you wanted to own the Father Ted house.
Did they also work out what... okay, right. So that's assuming that it was on Craggy Island, as opposed to in the nice part of Clare where it happens to be.
100%. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So to live on Craggy Island, where not particularly desirable.
Oh, yeah.
Your mortgage is only a few hundred quid.
Yeah, sure. And when the storms get bad, they take the roads in. You know what I mean? We're not on any maps, Terry. We're not New York, as Ted said to the guy from Faith of Our Fathers. Let's go international. Friends. Monica and Rachel. Do you say Monica and Rachel's apartment or Monica and Chandler's apartment?
Rachel.
But Monica and Chandler owned it when the show ended.
Yeah, but that's not...
Okay, Monica and Rachel's apartment. Cheap. €1.8 million.
That's not cheap. What?
Well, for New York. I thought
that loft apartment.
Yeah, €1.8 million. €7,747 a month in a mortgage if you wanted it on that.
I suppose it's only a two-bed apartment for €1.8 million. So that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
For a two-bed.
In Manhattan.
In Manhattan, though, it's not a lot of money, is it?
No.
No, I don't think. I think it's anyway. I
well,
don't know.
It is for
obviously it's
kids
about right.
Barely have a job.
Fair. And then
they
biggest
weren't earning
one,
that monthly payment anyway.
No, they
would have been evicted
weren't.
Long ago.
The biggest one, the biggest price on anything, is Downton Abbey, which comes in at a staggering €161 million. So if you were to buy Downton Abbey on a 25-year mortgage, take a deep breath now, lads, because you would pay €687,000. A month. Imagine your.
I'll take it.
Your statement comes back in at the end of the year. You're like, what?
Dave, you left one out.
Oh, yeah.
McCoy's of Fair City. If you want to buy that.
Oh, sorry. Negative equities happens to be.
Three sherbet dips and a packet of blue bonbons a month. Who can believe it?
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. today.